September 24th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today I must take you back to the stressful world of politics. The Democrats never attempted to unite behind this president. They have made issues out of non-issues. Their opposition is what needs to be investigated. They have been unable to place their people in key positions. From this convoluted point of view, of course, they oppose this good and honest man recently chosen as a possible Supreme Court justice. This is substantial evidence that prayer must be the guiding force to influence the November elections. Do not place power in the hands of evil. Pray to recognize evil in the hearts of those ambitious to hold office. I am offering my paternal protection to those who live in the truth. Just ask me." A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.